You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live from the Hawks Nest, your Hawks at 1-3, 0-2 in league thus far. Going to be taking on the Kashmir Bulldogs. The Hawks still trying to find that first league win in the last year. Taking on a Bulldog team that's just 0-1. They've only played one game up to this point, and that was a 63-49 loss against Connell last night in Connell. Kashmir very, very late in getting their season started because they'd been playing in the football state final last Friday. They went up against Royal, six-time defending champion Royal, and Kashmir took them down to the wire. In fact, Kashmir scored a touchdown, I believe, with no time left on the clock. And then they went for two in a game where apparently they had been running all game long, and they went on a pass play for the two-point conversion to try and catch the Knights napping. But the Knights were able to break up the play, and Kashmir ends up losing that heartbreaker. So as a result, their basketball season has been off to a late start, having just the one game. Like I said, they lost to Connell. The Hawks coming off of a 64-49 loss against Wapato last night. Hawks, in this case, paced by 11 points of John Perks and 12 points from Zeke Hartwell, as well as getting 9 points from Caden Kirschbaum and 7 points from Kyler Creeley. But the difficulty was, is we were unable, in particular in the second half, to stop A.J. Garza. And in the third quarter, their point guard, Slakas Valdez, also had 8 points, 10 points in the second half. And Garza, we were told, you know, he had to stop the threes, which we largely did in the first half, but Garza had 3 threes in the second half. And we just were not quite able to rotate out quickly enough to prevent Garza from sniping us to death. He had, let's see, he had 5 points in the third quarter. He had 12 points. No, take that back. He had 14 points in the fourth as they end up pulling away, outscoring us 16-10 in the fourth quarter, 19-15 in the third. I mean, we were trailing just 29-24 going into the halftime locker room, but just were not able to muster quite enough in terms of offense and stop their sniping around the perimeter in the second half. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard, SCAC standings. We'll also have coaches' notes. Kurt Pumphrey tell us kind of what the game plan is for this afternoon, and of course we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action here as the boys still looking for that first league win in 2 years, hoping to take it against the Kashmir Bulldog team here on the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Boys Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Cashmere Bulldogs. Cashmere 1-0, and a team we went 0-2 against last year. But, as mentioned, sorry, Cashmere is not 1-0. They are 0-1, as they lost to Cannell last night. I don't know why I said 1-0. And we may be able to steal one from them, as in looking at Coach Kurt Pumphrey's notes, as he states about Cashmere, as I mentioned earlier, they played in the state football championship 8 days ago. And they lost to Cannell last night. And you see this sometimes with teams playing football. To quote Kirk Pumphrey, they look like football players playing basketball. Their key player is number 11, Matt Carlson, as Tom McDevitt is out from a football injury. Traditionally a well-disciplined team that runs dribble drive, and they play man-to-man defense. So the strategy for tonight is to take advantage of their lack of practice time and play some untraditional defenses against them. A diamond and one while guarding Matt Carlson. And ideally make them shoot outside and not get into their dribble drive. It should be a more conventional defense we face with half-court man-to-man, which you can attack with traditional offenses and set plays. Trying real hard to, this afternoon to get John Perks rolling and see if we can't get his average to jump. Expecting a good game from Kirschbaum and Hartwell, anticipating them to be able to attack the hoop. With regards to who's available, it will be our standard setup. Evan Geese is still recovering from his concussion, although it is looking promising that we will have him for next week's games, and we're going to have the bulk of, well, I don't want to say the bulk of next week off, but we do not have a middle-of-the-week game. After this game Saturday, we're going to be off until Friday. We'll be hosting Connell next Friday and then on the road to Kybee before the Christmas break. Let's go ahead and take a look at scores in the SCAC from last night. As mentioned, Cashmere lost to Connell 63-49, and the way the Bulldogs do these trips is they play Connell, they spend the night in Pasco, which makes eminent sense, and then they come down here to play us, and then they would go home. And in the other game last night, Natchez Valley went to Benton City and beat the Bears 50-41. In other action in the SCAC, starting at 5:15, so the same time we do, Zilla will be in Mattawa to take on the Wahluk Warriors. Wapato will be hosting Kybee. Later on this evening, Connell's going to be at Royal, and if I have this correct, that's going to be Royal's first game of the season. And then Natchez Valley is going to go to Cowichi to take on the Highland Scotties. In standings in the SCAC, Wapato is atop at 3-0, 5-0, followed by Natchez Valley at 2-0. They're 4-0. Then Zilla at 1-0, and they are 3-0. Followed by Connell at 1-1. They're 2-3, 2-2 overall, I beg your pardon. The Warriors, Wahluk, is at 1-2. They're at 2-3 overall. And then Royal, as I said, they have not played any games. Their first game is going to be later this evening. You have Cashmere at 0-1 with that lone game, losing by 14 to Connell last night, 63-49. Then you have College Place and Kybee, both at 0-2. College Place at 1-3, and the Bears, who will be traveling to next Saturday, at 1-5. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip-off as the Hawks hoping to get their first league win in a while against the Cashmere Bulldogs here at home from the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with that. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawk's Nest, Judah Breithaupt delivering the sportsmanship message, which is, you know, I've been to any number of different small school games, and I think we're the only ones to do that sort of thing. Sometimes you have cheerleaders do it. Sometimes you have players do it. And it's a nice feature of College Place Athletics. Taking a look first at the reserves, folks are going to be coming off the bench for Kashmir. Include a 6'2 junior forward and number two, Jackson Mitchell. They got a 6-foot senior guard in number 12, Ethan Tice. A 6-foot senior forward and number 14, D'Angelo Gutierrez. And a 5'8 freshman guard, number 21, Connor Diaz.
And your hometown Hawks reserve.
For Coach Kirk Pumphrey coming off the bench, he'll have Jesse Gonzalez. He'll have a 6'1 sophomore guard and Tanner Arlington, a 6'3 sophomore guard and number 12, Brody Smith. Brody Smith saw limited action last night, and I'll tell you what, he requited himself awfully well when he came in the second quarter. Limited time, 4 points, a couple of rebounds. Also coming off the bench will be a 6'2 freshman guard and number 14, Sean Thorpe. The 6'2 junior Judah Breithaupt, as mentioned, and he'll see a fair bit of time out there tonight delivering that sportsmanship message. And finally, the 6'6 senior post, number 23, Ryan Gorton. Now let's go ahead and see who's starting first for the Kashmir Bulldogs. They're going to start at forward, a 6'3 senior forward, number one, Toby Larson. And they're going to start a 5'10 junior guard, number four, Colton Stendera. A 6'4 sophomore forward and number 5, Elijah Davidson. A 6-foot sophomore guard and number 11, Mac Carlson. And then finally rounding things out, they'll have a 5'11 sophomore guard and number 25, Jackson Binger. So Kashmir, really not that terrifically tall except for the 6'4 Davidson. For head coach Kurt Pumphrey, his starting five is going to be what we've seen all season thus far. He's going to start the 6'2 junior. Number 3, Zeke Hartwell. The 6'2 junior. Number 5, Caden Kirschbaum. And then in the post, Big Red, the 6'6 junior. Number 20, John Perks. And then also starting at guard, the transfer from Walla Walla, the 5'11 senior. Number 21, Landon Decime. And then finally rounding things out, doing the tough work down low, the 6'1 junior, number 22, Kyler Creeley. Cashmere out here in Halloween orange. It's not even Bronco orange. They got Halloween orange with black trim, and the Hawks going to be, as usual, in their home whites with Bronco blue and orange trim. So they got their final player huddles going. Cashmere breaking theirs, and the Hawks down under their bucket. And now coming over for a last talk with head coach Kurt Pumphrey and Cashmere. Talk with head coach Levi Hyen. Now everybody's coming out. John Perks will step into the center circle. And who's he coming up against? Yeah, it's going to be against the 6'4", Elijah Davidson. So here we go. And Perks does have a little bit of height on Davidson, so those heights are honest. And the Hawks will be moving from left to right as we sit here above the scorer's table. There's the whistle. There's the ball. And they fought for it. And the Hawks recover. It'll be Hartwell coming down the left wing. Zeke driving into the key, pulling up from 15 and sinking it. Zeke Hartwell, one possession, one bucket. 2-0 College Place just underway. As Binger will bring it up, give on the left wing to Stendera. Stendera now circling around to the top, way out to the top. Hawks in a 2-3 zone. Stendera driving left. Now he's got a pull up. Now gives in the corner to Davidson. Now back to Stendera, drives into the key. And shot ends up being no good. However, rebound by Toby Larson and put back is good. So we're not at a 2. 7:19 to go here in the first as Kirschbaum brings it up. He'll give to Creeley at the top of the key. Give and go. And they're calling it travel? Interesting. And that is from a ref that I've seen for years. That guy's pretty reliable. So I think we're going to have to give him the benefit of the doubt as Stendero bring it up the left. Now across to Binger. Binger cheating on the right to Stendera. Throws the ball away. Pass is going west, and Stendera was traveling east at good speed. Pass directly to Judah Breithop on the bench. So Hartwell will bring it up. He'll be met by Binger at center circle. Hartwell on the right wing to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wanted to go down low to Perks, and the ball ends up getting poked away. It's going to be gathered in by Binger, who was caught by surprise, but nevertheless took the gift. Now to Stendera, pulls up from 17 off the side of the rim, no good. Perks ends up skying for the rebound and then losing it out of bounds. So Stendera will take it out baseline. And, oh, goes down low, yep, to Toby Larson, who easily lays it up and in, making it 4-2 Cashmere. As Hartwell bringing it up, shouted by Binger. Fakes right, goes into the key. He'll hand off to Perks. Perks backing in, drives in, and then goes up and drew the foul. Big Red's going to the line. As he got fouled by Toby Larson, that'll be his first personal. And John Perks to the line for two. This is our first trip to the charity stripe for either team. Just underway, 6:22 to go in the first. Hawks trail 4-2. And Perks with two dribbles, a spin, a dribble, and then he fires and hits it. 4-3, Cashmere. Perks puts it on his hip and sighs, looks down, dribbles three times, and he spins and dribbles one more time, then puts it up and puts that off the back of the rim, no good. And Larson will come down with the rebound, and then they're going to call a grabbing foul on Zeke Hartwell. That'll be his first. So Stendera will inbound to Binger, and Binger, nope, we'll give it back to Stendera. And the Hawks concede the backcourt as Stendera gives to Binger on the right wing. Back to Stendera, circle around. Stendera, bounce pass down low to Larson, wants to back down against Perks. That wasn't Larson, I beg your pardon. That was Elijah Davidson, drives down the left lane, lays it up and in, and drew the and one. And they're going to say that foul's on Landon Decime. So Davidson gets the bucket and to the line for the and one with Cashmere up 6-3. Davidson's and one
is off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound tracked down by Hartwell. And Zeke gives to Caden Kirschbaum, dribbling on the left. Now he wants to drive in, slices into the key, has the ball slapped out of bounds. 20 seconds on the shot clock, it'll still be College Plays Basketball. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Ends up going long to Hartwell. Cross out to Kirschbaum and loses the pass out of bounds. And Kirschbaum says, that was my fault. I should have handled that. As Dendero give to Benger with Kazmir leading 6-3, 5:47 to go in the first. Stendera driving it on the left to, no, that's Binger to Stendera. Goes down low to Davidson. Davidson kicks out to, that was Stendera. Stendera crossover to, that was Larson, who then pulls up on baseline from about 12 and hits. Larson now with 6 points, and it's 8-3 Kazmir. As Hartwell will lope up on the left. Wants to drive in, spin move, pull up from 15, off the back of the rim, no good. Almost gets his own rebound, does get it, but then steps on the baseline. We're going to have a timeout, College Place, with 5:14 to go in the first, and Hawks trailing early against Kazmir, 8-3. We will be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
5:14 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail early here, 8-3. Kazmir kind of been able to execute half-court offense, and the Hawks struggling on offense. A couple of turnovers as Binger will bring it up. Looking right now, coming back out to the top again. Now on the left, too, that is Matt Carlson. Now across to Binger on the right wing. Goes down low to, man, that was Larson. Got down low on the block. He was able to lay it up and in, and he drew the foul. And that foul is going to be on John Perks. That'll be his first personal. So Larson already with 8 points. Now to the charity stripe for the and one. Bulldogs are 0 for 1 thus far. And Larson misses the first as Hartwell comes down. Misses the first, misses the and one. Hartwell comes down with a rebound. Hawks trail 10-3. DeCreely on the right wing wanted to feed Perks. The ball ends up getting lost out of bounds. Perks and Colton Stendera went down on that play, and there was no call. As Carlson will bring it up. Carlson. Now dribbling around to the top. Gives on the left wing. I don't know who. Back to Carlson. Carlson wanting to drive in. Now wants to go down low to... You guys should be cut. Yeah, okay. Toby Larson was trying to back down on John Perks. And Perks had good position. And forced Larson into a travel. So Decime will bring it up for starters. Coming out the right. Shaking bacon and lost a handle on his dribble. It's going to be picked up by Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum then wanted to drive into the key. He'll kick out to Creeley, drive baseline. Goal up from about 10 feet. His shot's going to be too strong, but he drew the foul. As that foul is going to be on Toby Larson. That'll be his second personal. So... might want to think maybe about starting to drive on him a bit more. Hawks 1 for 2 from the line so far. Kyler puts that first off the back of the rim, no good. 4:08 to go in the first. Hawks trail 10-3. Ethan Tice getting ready to check in for Kazmir as Creeley hits the second, making it 10-4. As Larson will go to the bench as Tice checks in for him. So Carlson will feed the ball back to Stendera. who will walk it up. Stendera to Tice on the left wing. Tice now to Binger at the top. Now to Tice on the left, swinging to Stendera in the corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Kyler Creeley. He'll feed to Hartwell. Hartwell come loping up the left wing. Zeke going in between his legs. Now he'll feed to Decime on the right wing. Wants to drive into the key. Oh, man, put up a nice running right-handed scoop shot off the side of the rim. No good, but he drew the foul. So Decime will go to the line. That foul is going to be on Colton Stendera. That'll be his first personal. And Landon Decime to the line. Hawks 2-for-4 so far from the line. We've been getting our trips to the stripe. Decime hits the first, making it 10-5. Kashmir. And the Hawks getting stops on the last two possessions. Decime. Three pretty deliberate dribbles, and then he'll spin and hunker and hit that one. Hawks 4-for-6, making it 10-6. Kashmir as Carlson will bring it up now. He'll hand off to Binger. Binger cheating to the left with Caden coming out on him to Carlson from about 12. Hits just inside the key. Carlson getting his first bucket of the game, making it 12-6. Kashmir. Hartwell dribbling at the top with Tice on him. Now Carlson's picking him up. Goes down low to Creeley. He tries to back down against two. Great move to the bucket, but he can't finish it. Man, that was a fine move. Binger to Carlson. Cross court to Stendera for a long two. That shot is no good. Decime will come down with the rebound, and then he'll poke the ball out of bounds off of Carlson. So it'll be College Place basketball. Tice will linger in the backcourt. He'll give ground to Zeke Hartwell. As Zeke will cross the timeline. Hartwell with Tice on him. Gets passing. It's on the right wing to Kirschbaum. Now to Creeley. Now down low to Perks. Has the ball poked, and it's going to end up being on the deck. Who wants it? It's going to end up being Colton Stendera coming up with the ball. Coming up the left wing. He'll feed to Carlson at the top. Carlson wants to drive into the key. And he got away with the travel. Puts a shot off the front of the rim. No good. As Perks will come down with a rebound. To Kirschbaum, to Hartwell, who will bring it up the left wing. Zeke going behind his back, driving baseline, and then gets blocked out of bounds by Elijah Davidson. 21 seconds on the shot clock. You can hear the Kashmir faithful behind me. Love that little bit of defense. 2:12 to go in the first. Hawks trail 12-6. Kirschbaum getting it to, well, Creeley wasn't looking for it, and Stendero pick up a loose ball. Now to Carlson coming up the left wing. Wants to drive baseline. Fade away from about 12. In and out, no good. Hartwell will come down with a rebound. So the Hawks getting some stops. They just got to get going on offense. As Zeke with Tice on him. Wanted to go down low to Perks and fed it just a little bit too far. And Hartwell pats his chest saying, yeah, that was on me. It is December 13th. How on earth can we have flies in the building? So Carlson will bring it up. And he'll feed to Stendera deep on the right. Now to Carlson, almost center circle. Carlson directing traffic. Knocks over Kirschbaum. How can there be no call? Then wanted to feed Davidson. It's going to be poked away by Perks. As Kirschbaum will then drive in. Loses the handle on his dribble. And it's going to be picked up by Binger. Turnover after turnover. 1:24 to go in the first. And we're going to have a timeout with 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail 12-6. We'll be back. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
1:22 to go in the first. Hawks trail 12-6. Struggling with turnovers and getting our half-court offense to execute. And Kazmir will have the ball. Tice will have it out far sideline. He'll inbound to Binger. And Binger will bring it up. Give on the left to Stendera. Stendera now dribbling to the top. Stendera wanting to dribble into the key. Gets cut off. Feeds to Binger on the right wing. Can't get the three off. Goes down low to Davidson. And we got three in the key. They're going to call Davidson for camping. And the ref shaking his head going three in the key is almost like five in the key. So Hartwell will bring it up, faking right, going left, feeding to Creeley, handing up to Decime. He'll hand back to Zeke, drive into the key. Nice little running shot from 6 feet in the key is Zeke Hartwell. Making it 12-8, College Place. 48 seconds to go. Tice to Carlson at the top of the key. He'll feed to Binger, to Tice. Swing around. Nope. Tice having it up top. Now feed to Carlson at the deep right wing. 13 on the shot clock. Wants to drive in. Going to get tied up by Creeley. Should have a jump ball. Creeley flat out stole it. And then you're going to have a reaching foul on Davidson. Yep. Davidson will pick up his first personal. And the Hawks with 28 seconds to go. We'll have no shot clock to finish out the first quarter and see if they can't cut this deficit to two or less. Hawks trail 12-8. As Kirschbaum will bring it up. Caden with Stendera coming out on him. Hand off to Decime. Circle around. Feed to Hartwell. Hartwell shaking, baking. Now wants to drive in. Pull up from 12. Swirls in and out. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Kirschbaum. He'll then bring it out. Feed to Hartwell. 7 seconds to go. Down to Perks. Backs down against Davidson. Reverse lay-in. Is no good, but John Perks drew the foul. That's good. Go up against Davidson. Make him commit a foul. No. They're saying that foul is on Ethan Tice. So that'll be his first personal. And John Perks will go to the line. Hawks are 4-for-6 so far from the line. Perks is 1-for-2. Ryan Gorton to check in with 3.9 seconds to go. As Perks puts that one off the front of the rim, no good. And Gorton's checking in for Perks. So he'll hang that on his hip, then three dribbles and a spin dribble, and then fires and hits that. Perks 2-for-4. And that makes it 12-9, Kazmir, with 3.9 seconds to go here in the first quarter as Perks will get an extended breather going into the quarter break. And the Hawks will press as Carlson will feed to Binger under 2 seconds to go. He's not going to get a shot off. Little Hawk defense does what it needs to do in that last possession, and we'll go to the second quarter trailing 12-9 after one quarter of play. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Start of the second quarter, and the Hawks trail 12-9. And Kashmir needs to get off the bench and get out on the court. They have the ball to start the second. And, yeah, the ref's saying, you guys got to get out here. And now they do as Tice will go out far sideline, and he'll inbound to Binger in the backcourt. Binger on the left wing to Stendera. Stendera dribbling around to the top. Now pulling back, now dribbling back to the top. And Kirschbaum and Hartwell getting all over him to Binger on the left wing. Now to Stendera in the left corner. He'll pull back to three. That's an air ball as Creeley lost the rebound. Then Perks tried to gather it in and lost it out of bounds. It's those sorts of turnovers that will make a person go gray. As Stendera will take it up baseline, 12 on the shot clock to Tice, to Carlson for three off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, going to be chased down by Hartwell, then picks up to Perks, then feeds Kirschbaum in transition, coming down the left wing. Now he's got to pull back up and wait for traffic to pass. Now he drives into the key, spin move, tries to Euro step, but then he oh no, they're going to call a foul. All right, we'll take it. And they're going to say that foul's on Davidson. That's his second personal. So Hartwell will take it out baseline. Zeke goes high to Perks. Wants to back down against Davidson. Drives into the key. Down right lane. Lays it up and in. Sometimes John Perks says, I'm going to the bucket and you can't stop me. Hawks on a 5-0 run. Cut the deficit to 1. 12-11. Carlson has it at the top. On the right wing to Binger. Binger. One dribble to Stendera at the top. Stendera looking for something to open up. Can't find anything. Finds Tice on the right. Tice, one dribble. Now in the corner to Stendera. 10 on the shot clock. Cross back out to Binger. Binger now on the left wing to Tice. Tice now definitely running out of time. Stendera will pull up for a long two off the back of the rim. No good. And Creeley will come down with a rebound. That was great sequence there from the College Place Hawks. Now let's see if we can score. As Kirschbaum. Come up the left wing. Hawks have not yet led in this game. Feeds down low to Perks. Goes up against Davidson. Hits it and drew the foul. That'll be Davidson's third. That's what we are looking for. Yes, sir. Davidson out there riding now with four. John Perks to the line for the end one, having given us our first lead at 13-12. And Toby Larson, who has 8 points, will check in for Davidson. So Perks, who is 2 for 4, hangs it on his hip, three dribbles, then a spin dribble, then looks and fires and hits the and one. That's our boy. 14-12, College Place. 6:30 to go in the half. As Stendera will bring it up. And he'll give to Tice, deep on the left wing. One dribble to Carlson at the top of the key. Managed to drive into the key. Bank shot is no good. Tip rebound brought down by Zeke Hartwell. Zeke bringing it up on the left wing. He'll feed out, Perks down low, and can't handle the pass. Got to handle those things. Carlson, take the loose ball, bring it up, drive into the key. Fade way, 10-footer, manages to make that drop. Carlson with his second bucket of the game, we're not at 14. As Decime come up the right, feed to Hartwell, crossing the timeline. Hartwell handing off to Creeley. Now to Decime. Driving into the key. He tries to bank it. Shot ends up being no good, and Binger will come down with the rebound. Binger coming up. Now bounced to Carlson, top of the key from about 14. Bank shot is no good. Perks will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Decime. He'll then give to Hartwell across the court, and Zeke will bring it up with Tice on him. Zeke will then drive in. Oh, got blocked by Larson, and then fight for the loose ball is going to be lost out of bounds off Larson. Going to take a moment for Decime to fix his shoe. Yeah, now we're ready to go as Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. 5:19 to go in the half. We're not at 14. Kirschbaum to Decime, swinging out to Hartwell. Hartwell down low to Kirschbaum, drives into the key, pulls up from 15, swirls it and goes, swirls and drops. Caden Kirschbaum with his first bucket of the game, giving us the lead back at 16-14. Tice deep on the left wing. Feed to Stendera, down low to Carlson, ball's tipped. Perks tipped it, Decime will pick it up. Decime ends up losing his dribble, and then we're going to end up going on the deck. We got a jump ball. With a possession of favoring College Place, Tice tied up with Decime. 22 on the shot clock. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Okay, Kirschbaum to Hartwell in the right corner. Zeke dribbling to the left, now to the top, now step back, now dribbling, now to Kirschbaum in the right corner for three. Swirls halfway in and out, no good. And Larson will come down with a rebound. They're going to go up court to Stendera. Pulls up in the left corner. Then feed to Neal. Nope. That is Larson. Hook shot down low is no good. Perks will come down with a rebound. 16-14 College Place. They have the ball. 4:22 to go in the first half. Perks has the ball at the top of the key. Drives down. And oh, his lay-in shot is too strong. And Larson will come down with a rebound. He had a good look at the bucket. You got to finish that. He'll hand off to Tice. Tice getting double teamed up there. Manages to get the ball to Binger on the right wing. Now back out to Tice in center circle. 16 on the shot clock. Tice dribbling around. Oh, it's almost stolen by Creeley. Got a hand on it and put it out of bounds. 10 seconds on the shot clock. It'll still be Cashmere basketball. So Stendera will take it out in front of the Hawk cheer squad. He'll feed to Binger. Binger. It's 7 on the shot clock to Tice. Nice bounce pass to Larson. His shot is no good, and Perks will end up stealing the rebound. But we had a good look at the bucket. We got a break that Larson did not make that, as Kirschbaum will drive down the right. Kirschbaum with Tice all over him. Wants to drive in, and they're going to call Kirschbaum for a travel. 3:32 to go in the first half. Hawks up 16-14. Stendera will inbound to Binger. And Binger will walk it up. Going to be met by Zeke down on the left, Stendera. Now back to Binger. Binger cheating to the top, now to the left. Now what? And we got Camping. Camping either on Toby Larson or Matt Carlson. The second three in the key violation on Cashmere tonight, as Zeke will bring it up. Hartwell on the right wing to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, no, he had Big Red down there for just a second. Kirschbaum, they're going to call a 5-second violation on Kirschbaum. Gosh darn it. They drive it crazy. As Stendera will take it out right in front of his coach. And he'll let Binger bring it up. Binger cheating to the right, now to the left with Kirschbaum all over him. He'll feed to Stendera for a 15-foot foul line shot that's no good. And Zeke will come down with the rebound. He'll then come driving up. Loss of handle on his dribble, gets picked up by Decime. He'll feed to Perks at the top of the key, then wants to drive in and loses the ball out of bounds. Gosh darn it. Oh, no, they're going to say...
Number 12, Ethan Tice.
Oh, there was a foul. There was a foul on Tice. That is his second personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. 2:37 to go in the half. Hawks up by 2, 16-14. Bounce pass to Creeley. Oh, got blocked by Larson. Waited too long for it. And Larson will gather in. He'll fade to Binger. Up court to Stendera in the corner. Stendera back out to Tice at the top. Tice now dribbling back out. And Kirschbaum poked it away. Tice gathered it back in to Stendera. To... Well, it ended up being... Who was that? That was Carlson from 15. Ends up being no good. And Decime will come down with a rebound. Neither team covering themselves in offensive glory here as Zeke wants to drive in. Hand to Perks, top of the key. Kick back out to Decime. He'll pull up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Stendera will come down with a rebound. Stendera. Oh, to Carlson at the top of the key, and he had it just waiting, and finally he drives down the right lane and takes the gift. Lays it up and in. That just, Hawk defense did not do what it needed to do. We're not at 16 as Decime will bring it up. Decime driving into the key. Bounce pass to Perks, and that's errant. We end up turning the ball over again. We have a foul. And that foul is going to be on Landon Decime. That'll be his second personal. 1:30 to go in the half, and the Hawks knotted up at 16 with Cashmere. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Judah Breithoff to check in during that timeout. Head coach Levi Hyen not happy the way his Bulldogs are managing things, so he called that timeout, and the Bulldogs will have the ball. Low-scoring game. Neither offense terribly efficient here. Cashmere getting off to a quick start, but since then it's been largely quiet for both teams. Carlson has the ball in the key. He'll feed out Stendera for a long three. Swirls in and out, no good. Carlson slaps for the rebound and ends up slopping it straight to Zeke Hartwell. So Kirschbaum will then bring it up. He'll pull up for an NBA three off the side of the rim, no good. And Binger will come down with the rebound and bring it up. As the ball tipped, and Decime will pick it up. Tipped away by Caden Kirschbaum. Under 60 seconds to go in the half. As Hartwell wants to drive in, is going to get cut off. He'll feed to Breithoff. Breithoff will then hand off to Decime. Wants to drive in. Wants to feed down low to Perks. And what did we have, a travel call, I guess? I don't know. I did not see it. So 40 seconds to go in the half now, and see if Cashmere can take the lead as Binger will bring it up. Binger on the right wing to Carlson. Nope, that was Stendera from about 12 and gets his first bucket of the game. 24 seconds to go, and Hawks trail 18-16. Scoreboard wasn't keeping up, and we wanted to feed Breithoff. We turned the ball over. Man, we keep getting these nice outlet passes, and then we can't gather them in as Tice has the ball in the corner. He'll feed to Stendera for a right wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound, Decime. He'll feed to Hartwell for a full court shot that ends up being no good. And the first half comes to an end with the Hawks trailing 18-16. We'll be back with totals and analysis of the first half when we return. We're from the Hawks Nest. The Hawks trail at halftime 18-16. Back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here from the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks still trying to get that first league win in the last 2 years. They trail at halftime, hosting Cashmere, 18-6. Cashmere. Before we get to the scoring summary, let's go ahead and break down what happened in the first half. Cashmere got off to a quick 12-4 lead, led in part by 8 points early from Toby Larson, their 6'3 senior forward. He was simply getting the ball down low, and we were allowing him to do it, and then subsequently allowing him to finish. Then we found a way to quiet Larson down, not the least. He's riding with two fouls, and they're 6'4 sophomore big Elijah Davidson is riding with three, so that is helpful. But after that 12-4 run, the Hawks slowed things down substantially, and we end up closing out the half with a 12-6 run of our own, which then gives you 12-4 run on one side, 12-6 run on the other, and we trail by two, 18-16. Now, what we need to do in the second half, we'll get to that in a moment. First, let's take a look at your unofficial scoring summary. First, for the visiting Cashmere Bulldogs, Colton Stendera with 2 points, Elijah Davidson with 2 points, Matt Carlson, their big scoring threat, we're holding him to 6 points, and Toby Larson, their 6'3 senior, with 8 points. He's leading all scorers on the court with 8 points, but we, like I said, we have quieted him down substantially since about 4 minutes to go, held him scoreless. He last scored a field goal with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. For the Hawks, Kyler Creeley with 1 point. Landon Decime with 2 points. He's 2 for 2 from the line. Caden Kirschbaum, very quiet, just one field goal for 2 points. Zeke Hartwell, 4 points in the first quarter. And John Perks leading all Hawks scorers with 7 points. The key to the game, well, they've got to keep Larson quiet. They've got to continue to keep Carlson largely quiet. If I were to make any suggestions, I'd say drive on Davidson, drive on Larson, try and get them into foul trouble. And then continue to isolate outside on Carlson defensively, that would seem to be the chore. Offensively, we got to find a way, and we've had numerous opportunities where we've had outlet passes, and the receiver has not been able to hang on to the basketball. If we could get the receiver in those offensive end passes, hanging on to the basketball, and then have them finish, this is a whole different ball game. We're not trailing by two. We're up by six. Maybe 10, maybe even 12. There's numerous turnovers on those sorts of passes. And like I said, if we can simply follow through on that, this is most decidedly a different ball game. So we'll see if the Hawks can manage that in the second half and actually get that. God, it's like once you get the monkey off your back, then things start to get a little bit easier. But we have struggled. We've struggled the last year plus in league play, and we struggle here again against Cashmere, but this is decidedly a winning game against what Coach Kirk Pumphrey in his notes called, how did he put it? Yeah, a team looking like football players playing basketball, which is largely what the Cashmere Bulldogs are. I mean, state finalists, 1 2-point conversion away from taking the championship away from Royal, and their mind might still be on the football field. And we, as our basketball team, we got a chance to exploit that. We need to do that here in the second half. And after we take this break, we'll see if they do that in the second half. We're at halftime, and the Hawks trail Cashmere here at home, 18-16. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest at halftime, Hawks Trail Cashmere, 18-16. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Wapato atop at 3-0, 5-0, followed by Natchez Valley at 2-0, 4-0. In Zilla, 1-0, 3-0 overall. Then Connell at 1-1, 2-2 overall. They'll be our opponent here at home next Friday. Then follow the Wallook Warriors at 1-2, 2-3 overall. Royal still has yet to play a basketball game. They're going to play it for the first time later tonight. Then you have Cashmere at 0-1. They just have the one loss against Connell. That's the only game they played. They played that last night. Then College Place and Kyvie both at 0-2. College Place at 1-3. Kyvie will be our opponent. We will visit them next Saturday at 1-5. Taking a look at other action in the SCAC. Last night, as mentioned, Cashmere traveled to Connell and lost 6-3, 49. And Natchez Valley, went to Benton City and beat the Bears 50-41. In other action in the SCAC right now, Zilla is in Mattawa taking on Wallook, and Kyvie is at Wapato. And then later tonight, tip off at 7:30. Royal will finally play. They're going to host Connell. And Natchez Valley will be in a non-league tilt. They're going to go to Cowichi and take on Highland next week. Before we end up taking Christmas break on Tuesday, Natchez Valley will be in Mattawa to take on Wallook. Connell will host Zilla. Cashmere will be in Benton City to take on Kyvie. So Cashmere's got to go on the road again. And Wapato will be hosting Royal. College Place will have Tuesday off. Friday, Natchez Valley will be at Cashmere. Royal will be hosting Wallook. Connell will be at College Place, as mentioned. That's 7:15 tip-off next Friday. And Kyvie will be at Zilla. On Saturday, Wapato is going to go all the way to Marysville to take on Tulalip Heritage. That, once upon a time, was 1B Tulalip Heritage. Connell will be hosting Lynn Ritzville Sprague in a non-league game. Cashmere will be at Royal. Zilla will be hosting Natchez Valley. And then, as mentioned, College Place will finish the season before Christmas break on the road to take on the Kyvie Bears. So College Place coming out to start the second half, and we got our starting five out there. And Cashmere will have the ball to start. So Stendera will take it out far sideline, and he'll inbound in the backcourt to Binger. Binger walking it up with Kirschbaum coming out on him. Stendera has the ball on the left, immediately getting harassed. Now to Carlson for a long three. It ends up being an air ball, but Larson will come down with the rebound. He'll then fade. Binger wants to drive in, going to feed out to Stendera. Now bounce pass down to Larson, backs down, against Perks, loses the ball, and Decime will track it down. So Kirschbaum will bring it up. 7:30 to go here in the third quarter. Kirschbaum on the left wing. Down low to Perks. He gathered that ball in. Now dribbles around. Now he'll hand off to Creeley. Instead has to give to Decime. 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. And ball should have been called a boot. Instead, Perks will come down with it. He'll go up. And he, nicely done, drew a foul from Larson. Just what the doctor ordered. No, they're saying that foul's on Carlson. All right, well, whatever. John Perks will go to the line. He's 3 for 5. The Hawks trailing 18-16. Perks with a chance to tie us back up. Put the first off the back of the rim. No good. Three for six now is John Perks. He was money against Mack High to open the season. Second free throw off the side of the rim, no good. And Larson will come down with a rebound. Feed to Carlson. Cross court to Binger on the right wing. Binger dribbling to the top with Kirschbaum on him to Carlson in the corner for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Davidson will come down with the rebound. He then goes up. That shot is no good. It's going to end up going on the deck. Again, Davidson comes up with the ball, and they're going to say he got fouled, I think, by Kyler Creeley. Yeah, that'll be Creeley's first personal, so that's a good foul. And the foul's on the floor, so Stendera will take it out baseline. 18-16 Cashmere, 6:52 to go in the third. Binger with the ball in the corner to Carlson. Backs down against Creeley. Fade away from about 8 feet and manages to hit. Carlson now with 8 points, and it's 20-16. Cashmere. Here's Baum. With Larson coming out on him. Then drives down the left lane. Shot ends up being no good, but Perks is there for the offensive rebound and put back. 2018 Cashmere. Carlson brings it up. Goes in the corner to Stendera. 4-3 and hits. Colton Stendera with his first Edward Jones three of the game, making it 23-18 as Hartwell then drives in. And they're going to say he drew two. It's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and neglected to call that. That foul is going to be on Binger. That'll be his first personal. And Zeke Hartwell will go to the line for two. Hawks 3 for 7, 4 for 9, 5 for 10 thus far. And, man, free throw percentages matter so much as Hartwell helps improve things by hitting the first. It gives him 5 points for the game. Hartwell, two quick dribbles and another bucket. 23-20 Cashmere, 6:08 to go in the third as Carlson will bring it up. That is Binger. Goes down low to Davidson. Goes up against Perks. Shots off the side of the rim, no good. And Decime will come down with a rebound. He'll feed to Hartwell, gives to Perks at the top of the key, then wants to drive in. Man, what a beautiful move to the bucket. Shot is no good. Gets his own rebound, goes up. That's no good. Then Hartwell is there for the offensive rebound and put back. And the Hawks cut the deficit back to 1, 23-22. Binger has the ball deep on the right wing to Carlson, deep on the left wing. NBA 3 off the side of the rim, no good. And Kirschbaum will sky for the rebound. He'll feed to Hartwell. And Zeke will bring it up, wants to drive in, got to pull back out. Still maintaining his dribble deep on the left wing with Binger on him. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. And, oh, man, we're going to foul away from the ball on Davidson, I think. Yeah, Davidson will pick up his fourth personal, plowing John Perks to the ground. That'll bring Tice up, and Davidson's going to have to go to the bench. So Davidson will sit with four fouls, and that'll take some height off the court as Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30, and the Hawks trailing by one to Decime in the left corner. Swing around to Hartwell, swing around to Kirschbaum on the right wing. Kirschbaum wanting to drive in, feeds to Perks. Perks says he wants to drive, now instead has to back out, feed to Hartwell on the right wing, 19 on the shot clock. Zeke pulling up for about 18, has it blocked. Ned Perks picks up getting loose ball, drives baseline. Oh, man, ends up going on the deck. We got a jump ball with Creeley and Carlson fighting for the ball, and it'll be College Place basketball. with 11 on the shot clock. So Hartwell will take it out baseline. Hartwell. Ooh, man, he's running out of time and feeds the ball directly to Tice, who gets behind everybody. That was terrible. As Tice will easily go the distance and lay it up and in. That was a bad pass. Straight up bad pass. And the Hawks give up in an otherwise promising situation as Perks takes the ball into the key, backs down against two. Nice guy shot from about 5 feet. John Perks puts it away, cuts it, begin, back to one. 25-24 as Tice to Binger on the right wing. Has the ball tipped. Binger goes back into the backcourt to gather it back in to Carlson for three off the back of the rim. No good. Perks will sky for the rebound. He'll feed Kirschbaum coming up the left wing. Kirschbaum with Binger on him will now pull up. Now dribbling to the top. Now he's directing Hartwell back down. Bounce pass down to Perks. Got behind. Everybody forces it home. Brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum and the College Plus Hawk lead. 26-25. 3:54 to go in the third. John Perks, 6 points in the third quarter. Binger with Kirschbaum coming out on him. Now to Tice, on the right. I beg your pardon. To Larson in the corner. Kicks back out to, that was Binger for a long three. That ends up being no good. Larson goes up and then has the ball stripped. It's going to be picked up by Perks. Now comes Hartwell on the right wing. 3:29 to go in the first. Third. Hawks by one. Kirschbaum deep on the right wing to Creeley. Pulls up from 16. That was a terrible weak shot. And Perks got hit on the head again. He had to take some time out yesterday, and he's going to have to take some time today as he gets clobbered. That's the second time. He got hit on the head yesterday as Ryan Gorton will check in for him.
Checking in for the Hawks.
And here's hoping he doesn't have a concussion. That's too bad because we were riding him in the third quarter. As Stendera will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Binger in the backcourt. Binger throws the ball away. Just straight up threw the ball away. He wanted Carlson, but it wasn't close. As Hartwell will bring it up, and the Hawks up by one with coming up on 3 minutes to go in the third. Hartwell dribbling to the right. He'll hand off to Kirschbaum. He now wants to dribble in, fade away from about 12. That shot is no good, and Tice comes down with the rebound. To Stendera. He'll take it across the timeline on the right wing to Binger. Binger to Larson in the key. Puts up a nice hook shot, no good. And Gorton will come down with the rebound. I'd like to see that. He'll feed to Hartwell. Hartwell, he'll pull up from three. Oh, yeah! Zeke Hartwell! With a Hank Warden-Edward Jones three. Hawks, their largest lead of the game at 29-25. Zeke Hartwell from the very top. Stendera to Larson, driving into the key against Gorton. Instead, feeds to Stendera for a long three. That ends up being an air ball. Larson, offensive rebound put back is no good. Then they're going to say he got fouled when he got his offensive rebound again. So Larson's going to go to the line for two. He's been quiet since the first quarter. And that foul's on Ryan Gorton. That's his first personal. So Larson to the line for two. He is 0 for 1. He had an and one in the first quarter. And Breithaupt getting ready to check in as Larson puts the first off the front of the rim. No good. Breithaupt will check in and spell Kyler Creeley. And now we're going to have a timeout with 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Hawks up by four. 29-25. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
2:13 to go in the third quarter, and the Hawks up 29-25. With Larson to the line to shoot the second of two free throws. Larson Lanky had a lot of effectiveness in the first quarter, but he's been ineffective since. He barely put that off the front of the rim, and Gorton comes down with the rebound. Filthy Decime, he'll bring it up, shouted by Benger. And John Perks getting ready to check back in. He'll feed off to Hartwell, drives into the key. He'll feed off to Decime in the corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound is going to be brought down by Tice, then goes up court, and it's going to be stolen by Landon Decime. Yeah, that's what we like to see, and he'll feed Hartwell, who'll come back up. Perks and Creeley getting ready to check back in. Hartwell wanting to drive into the key. He'll hand off to Decime. Now hand off to Breithaupt, hand off to Kirschbaum for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Gorton will come down with the rebound. Gorton, what am I talking about? As Stendera pulls up for three off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Hartwell. That was Carlson with the shot earlier. Hartwell with 1:19 to go. Hawks up by four, trying to make it more to Kirschbaum. Drives into the key. Wants to feed to Gorton. Instead, nice off balance shot, no good. Breithaupt comes down with a rebound. That shot is no good. Kirschbaum will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Decime at the top for three. Rims in and out, no good. As Carlson will come down with a rebound. 160 seconds to go. And Carlson drives into the key, pulls up from about eight and hits. Carlson now with 10 points. Hawks up by two with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Decime will hand off to Breithaupt. Breithaupt will hand off to Hartwell, and then we end up losing the ball out of bounds. They're saying off Zeke. I don't know. As Creeley and John Perks will check back in, and Gorton and Breithaupt will go to the bench. Cashmere's led by as much as eight. Hawks by as much as four. Hawks by two. 35 seconds to go in third. Binger, deep on the left wing. Feeds to Tice at the top of the key and hits from about 12. And Tice ties us back up. Not at a 29 and no shot clock. 23 seconds to go is Hartwell. Driving in, now pulling back out. She'll feed off to Creeley on the right wing. Now wanted to feed down low to Perks. And again, there's that outlet pass we can't handle. As Carlson picks up the loose ball. He wants to go all the way. He then loses the ball, has to go in the corner to pull it back in. 8 seconds to go. Carlson wants to drive in, loses the ball. Going to be picked up by Decime. Outlet to Kirschbaum. Half-court shot is no good. And we're going to go to the fourth quarter, knotted at 29. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
We go to the fourth quarter here in the Hawks Nest, and the Hawks looking for that first league win in 2 years. They are knotted at 29 with Cashmere. Cashmere came out with their hair on fire, led 12-4, and then the Hawks slowed things down, closed out the first half
on a 12-6 run of their own. Trailed 18-16 at halftime. Up by as much as 29-25 in the third, but then gave up the last two buckets to Kashmir. And we are knotted at 29. Hawks will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Nope, I take that back. Kashmir will have the ball. My mistake. So Stendera will inbound far sideline, and he'll give in the backcourt to Binger. And Kirschbaum will meet him at the center circle. He'll give to Stendera on the left wing. Stendera, one dribble. Now he'll have to give back to Binger at the top. Binger, one dribble, gets tied up. Ball gets loose. Carlson gathers it back in. Now wants to drive into the key. Loses the ball. Fed up by Nelson. And then Stendera ends up getting the ball in the left corner. And he hits a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Giving Kashmir the lead back at 32-29. Perks has the ball deep on the left wing. Wanted to feed Creeley. There's that outlet pass, and we can't gather it in. Creeley ends up going on the deck, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring Kashmir. So Hartwell will take it out baseline. 7:22 to go in the game. Hawks trail by three. And Zeke throws the ball away. Landon Decime and he were not on the same page. Another turnover. You cut down the turnovers, you make the free throws, and the Hawks own this game. Davidson is going to check in for Kashmir, and even though he's riding with four fouls, as Binger will go to the bench. So Stendera will feed to Carlson. And Carlson will walk it up. He gets met early by Caden Kirschbaum. Now wants to drive in. Now he's got to pull up. He'll go cross over to Tice. Almost lost the ball. Tice now getting heavily double-teamed. He managed. Nope. Pass going to be stolen by Caden Kirschbaum. And goes in and then gets fouled coming down the court by Tice. So Caden Kirschbaum is going to go to the line. And that foul is going to be on Tice. That's his third personal. So Caden Kirschbaum held to 2 points so far in this game. We'll go to the line for two. 7:02 to go in the game. Hawks trail by three. Kirschbaum trying to cut it to one. Swirls that one in and out. No good. Hawks not good from the line tonight. I think it might be 6 for 12 at this point. Maybe 6 for 13. Caden's second free throw swirls in and out, no good. What was that? It was halfway down. Man, alive. As Stendera will bring it up on the left wing to Tice. Tice, one dribble. Now Stendera in the corner. Now down low to Larson. He ends up giving the ball. Oh, no. You're calling a foul? Man, Hartwell had the loose ball, but they're going to call a foul on Kyler Creeley. That's his second personal. So Stendera will take it out baseline. Kashmir has the lead by three, and now they have the ball. As Tice takes the inbound feed to Carlson, he's going to get cut off, quickly gets double-teamed. Then feed to Stendera, down to Tice in the key, down low to Davidson, who plows Creeley. They get no call. Then we end up with a loose ball, ends up going on the deck. Carlson will end up going into the backcourt to gather it in. Man, this is looking terrible. As Tice now has the ball, he'll pull up from the free throw line. Swirls in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound, going to be brought down by Larson. His shot is no good. Finally, Creeley will come down with the rebound. Yeah, live. How Creeley get just absolutely trucked, and there's no call. As Hartwell, man, does not communicate with Decime. We turn the ball over again. And Tice will bring it up with Judah Breithaupt getting ready to come in. And then coming down the court, they're going to say Stendera stepped on the sideline. So Breithaupt will check in and spell Kyler Creeley. We got Binger checking in now for Kashmir. And he'll spell Tice. So Kirschbaum will inbound to Hartwell. 5:58 to go in the game. Hawks trail by three. Still looking for that elusive league win. Decime has the ball on the right wing. Dribbles into the key. Gets past everybody. Ends up getting blocked out of bounds by Larson. And then Breithaupt ties up Stendera for a jump ball. Heads up play by Judah. Possession arrow does favor the orange and cashmere, but still, that was a great grit play by Judah Breithaupt. So Carlson will bring it up. He'll give on the left wing to Binger. Then to Larson from inside the key from about 12 hits. And Larson gets his first field goal since the first quarter. But that does extend the Cashmere lead to 5, 35-29, as Zeke Hartwell dribbling at the top. Now going to be picked up by Carlson on the left wing. Down low to Perks. He does manage to gather it in. Trying to back down. Goes up against a triple team, and they're going to call a foul. On who? Ooh, that foul is going to be on Larson. That'll be his third personal. If it had been on Davidson, he would have fouled out. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Yeah, keep getting it to Perks and have him drive against the bigs. Make him foul him. To Hartwell in the corner. Now to Kirschbaum at the top. Kirschbaum now wants to drive baseline. His shot is no good. Perks somehow comes down with a rebound, goes up against two, feeds out to Kirschbaum, brings it back around on the left wing, and they're going to call a blocking foul. Oh, are they going to call that on Larson? If they do, he's going to be riding with four. Yeah. Larson and Davidson are now both out there riding with four fouls. So drive against him, babies. With 5 minutes to go, get those boys to foul out as Kirschbaum will take it out baseline, down low to Perks, and got a reach around on Davidson. He's done. Davidson just committed his fifth personal foul. Yep, good night. Davidson will foul out with 2 points. He reached around on John Perks, and I said go against the bigs, and that's kind of what he fouled out. Yeah, you can't have him come back out on the court. Yeah, okay, Davidson is done, and they're going to check Tice in, but not until Coach Levi Hyen coaches him up. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Got rid of Davidson. Now let's drive against Larson and get him out of the game. So Kirschbaum, baseline, feed to Breithaupt. Oh, lose the ball out of bounds. Man alive. Or did they say, okay, no, they say it was last touch by Cashmere. My apologies. I could have sworn the ref signaled it was Cashmere basketball. As Kirschbaum will take it out in the corner. Goes down low to Perks. Oh, I thought he had a clear line. He didn't. Defeat to Breithaupt in the corner for three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Hartwell. He'll feed to Breithaupt on the right wing. He then drives in. Oh, yeah! Did he go up against Larson? If he went up against Larson, Larson's done. Now the refs are consulting on who the foul is on. Come on, guys. Oh, come on. What are you doing consulting on this? The foul is the foul. The foul is the foul. You shouldn't be consulting on who it's on. I cannot fathom why they are having a consultation here. The foul is the foul. So now we're finally going to get a signal. Okay, so they're saying that foul's on Tice. Nope, sorry, that foul's on Carlson. I didn't see him as being close to the ball, but whatever. Judah Breithaupt will go to the line for two. And the Hawks trailing by five, and the Hawks not really doing well from the line. They are 2 for 4 this half, and Breithaupt puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Man, make the free throws. Don't commit the turnovers, and this is a different game. Breithaupt's second free throw is good. 34-30 Cashmere, 4:46 to go in the game. Hawks just need to get the ball and drive against Larson. Make him foul out. And Binger is going to drive to the right, feed to Carlson deep on the right wing. He's not going to take the... Then Larson's going to drive up against Perks. Shot ends up getting me no good. Gets his own rebound. That putback is no good. And Perks will come down with the rebound. Hartwell then goes up court to Breithaupt. He will then pull up, feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wanting to drive into the key. Nice scoop shot. Hangs on the rim. No good. And we got a jump ball between Perks and Larson. Possession of favoring college plays. What? Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, because Stendera was going to take the ball out. I'm going, they signal college plays basketball, and I was right. It is college plays basketball. decimate to Hartwell at the top. Hartwell driving into the key, puts up a contested bank shot that's no good, but they're going to say Tice fouled him. Man, we keep driving to the bucket and keep drawing the fouls. I think Tice now is going to have four fouls. Yep, Tice has four. Larson has four. Davidson has fouled out. Zeke Hartwell to the line for two. And the Hawks not shooting well from the line, but Zeke Hartwell is two for two. Yeah, you just got to keep driving to the bucket. You got to keep driving to the bucket and get these Bulldogs to commit fouls. Hartwell, money. We'll talk about his totals after the next one. Hawks trail by three, 34-31. I'm getting superstitious in my old age. Hartwell, two dribbles, hunkers, fires. Okay, off the rim multiple times, and then we had a lane violation. So, Kylie Creeley to check in, and he will spell Judah Breithaupt. So you got the starting five out there. So Stendarl inbound to Binger, and Binger will bring it up. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the game. Hawks trail by three. Binger dribbling to the right. Now feeds to Carlson from about 10. In the key. Carlson hits. Carlson now with 12 points. Hawks trail by five, 36-31. But you just got to drive against Larson. As Kirschbaum to Hartwell in the corner. Oh, outlet pass ended up being tipped, ended up being lost out of bounds by Stendera. 16 on the shot clock. It'll be Hawk basketball. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Kirschbaum to, nope, wanted to hit Hartwell. Instead, Larson's going to tip the ball out of bounds, so we'll try again. This time, Kirschbaum will take it out far sideline in front of the cheer squad. Kirschbaum needing some movement. Finally gets it to Kyler Creeley. He'll feed to Hartwell. Hartwell deep on the right wing. 11 on the shot clock. His outlet pass got tipped. And we turn the ball over again. It's maddening. As Carlson will bring it up. And we're going to have a timeout with 3:28 to go in the game. And the Hawks trail by 36-31. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
3:28 to go in the game. Hawks trail by five. Davidson is fouled out for Kashmir. And we've got Tyson Larson out there also with five fouls as Binger takes the inbound. He then feeds to Stendera. Now back to Binger, deep on the right wing to Stendera. Stendera, way out top, wants to go down low to Tice. Tice pulls up from about eight. Shot goes in and out, no good, as Kirschbaum gets the rebound and then gets fouled by Binger. And I think we're going to be shooting fouls from here on out with 3:10 to go in the game. Binger will pick up his second personal. And Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line. Kirschbaum is 0 for 2. Come on, Caden. There it is. Cuts the Kashmir lead to 4, 36-32. Caden. Two quick dribbles and fires and swirls that one home. 36-33. Hawks just need to stop. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the game. Hawks trail by three, 36-33. Carlson way out on the left. Feeds to Binger way out on the right. Now to Carlson from about 12. In and out of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound, going to be brought down by Carlson. Swings it out to Tice. Now to Binger. Now to Stendera in the right corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And this time Perks comes down with the rebound. Kirschbaum coming up the right wing. He will then dribble to the top. Now dribble into the key and gets a shot off. It's no good. But then Perks is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Big John Perks gets us within one again. 36-35, 2:28 to go in the game. Stendera coming down the right. And he'll give to Binger. Now to Carlson in the key and then swirls it home from about eight. Carlson keeps getting those looks down low. Kashmir by three, 38-35, as Kirschbaum will walk it up. Kirschbaum dribbling into the right corner. Ooh, he's running into trouble. Someone's got to get the ball to him. Wants to feed Perks, does manage to get the ball. Now he'll drive into the key. Wanted to feed Perks, and we turn the ball over to Carlson. It's so frustrating. We get these looks down low, and we turn the ball over. Despite all that, we're down by three with under 2 minutes to go as Tice feeds to Binger. Now to Stendera on the right wing. Stendera to Larson in the corner. To Stendera. Stendera wants to drive in. He's got to kick out to Tice. Swing around to Carlson for a left wing three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Kirschbaum will come down with a rebound. 1:29 to go in the game. Hawks trail by three. Kirschbaum driving in. And he drew a foul on Binger, I believe. No, that foul, that's on Tice. All right, so Tice has fouled out as Kirschbaum will go to the line. He is 2 for 4, and Coach Levi Hyen is having to dig deep to his bench. Yeah, he is going to put in Connor Diaz, a 5'8 freshman guard who has not been out there yet. So Tice has fouled out. Davidson has fouled out. Toby Larson is on the floor with four fouls. I still say we drive against him, and you got some goods coming, as Caden Kirschbaum will now shoot two. 1:23 to go in the game. We trail by three. Kirschbaum going to try and bring it down to one. He's halfway home. He hit the first. 38-36. Kirschbaum. Two quick dribbles. Puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound brought down by Kirschbaum. Comes down. Lays it up and in! Caden Kirschbaum gives us the lead back. It should be 39-38. The scoreboard reads 38-38. I have 39-38. And we're going to have a timeout. Timeout with 1:09 to go in the game. And by my book, no, I take it back. It is. We're not at 38. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
I got a little excited before that timeout. I was thinking Kirschbaum had gotten us down one. We were down two, but then tip rebound. Caden got it and drove down the left lane, laid it up and in. We are knotted at 38. 1:09 to go in the game. Hawks trying to get their first league win in well over a year. Kashmir has one timeout left. College Place has three. Kashmir has Tice and Davidson, both having fouled out, and Larson's out there riding with four. As Binger will take the ball out for Kashmir right in front of his coaches. And I think we got to call a foul on that. Yeah, John Perks is going to be called for running into Larson. So Perks will pick up his second personal. And I don't know if that was the wisest foul, as Binger will take it out in front of his coaches again. And instead, he'll give to Stendera at center circle this time. Stendera dribbling to the right. And we're down to 60 seconds to go as Larson backs down against Perks and manages to hit it. Only his second field goal since the first quarter, as Kirschbaum will bring it up. Now wants to drive down and feeds down to Perks down low. Lost the handle on the dribble. Didn't manage to get it back in. Then the ball got lost out of bounds. I think they're going to call a foul on Carlson. Yeah, that'll be Carlson's third personal, so that should send John Perks to the line. Problem is, Perks is 2 for 6. Free throws, baby. If you make your free throws like we did against Mack High, this game looks a lot different than it does now. We trail by 2 with 44 seconds to go. Perks at the line to try and tie it. Puts it up the front of the rim. No good. Oh, man. So many opportunities in this game. Outlet passes keep getting dropped. Free throws not getting made. So Big Red hangs it on his hip like he does. Then three dribbles and a spin dribble. And fires and hits that. And I think we're going to have a timeout on the floor again. With 44 seconds to go in the game. Hawks trail by 1. Cavs, we don't have the ball. When we return, you're listening to Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
44 seconds to go in the game. Hawks trail by 1, 40-39. They've trailed by as much as 8. Hawks have led by as much as 6, memory serves. The Hawks, just so many opportunities. Free throws not being made. Outlet passes not being gathered in. Subsequent turnovers. Kashmir in major foul trouble. Tice having fouled out. Davidson having fouled out. Larson riding with 4 fouls. And the Hawks still managed to trail by 1 in a game where you got to get the monkey off your back and get that league win. And we are so close. This is still well within our reach as the Hawks will press the inbounds. Kashmir has the basketball. Creeley will be on Carlson, who will be on the baseline. Carlson gets it to Binger in the backcourt. And then Kirschbaum reached around him and committed a foul. And that will be Kirschbaum's. That's his first personal. So Carlson now will take it out far sideline with 40 seconds to go in the game. And they're going to make him take it out three-quarter court, backcourt, with Creeley on him. So Carlson give deep in the backcourt to Stendera with Kirschbaum immediately coming up on him. Now Stendera shed him. Now he's pulling up on the right wing, and he's going to end up getting fouled by Perks. And now we're shooting fouls as Stendera will go to the line. Yeah. All right. So Perks picks up his third personal and Stendera will go to the line. This is his first trip to the line. And here's the thing. Kashmir has only been to the line 3 times. And they are 0-for. And we're going to have another timeout with 33 seconds to go in the game. Hawks trailing by 1. Kashmir at the line. Winner return. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
33.9 seconds left. Colton Stendera is going to be at the line for Kashmir with the Bulldogs leading your Hawks by 1-40-39. Kashmir, 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 0 for 5 from the line. And, of course, Stendera hits the first. Yeah, naturally. Making it 41-39. Stendera, two quick dribbles, and hits that one as well. Extending the lead back to 3. 33 seconds to go. Hawks with the basketball. Will feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum to Hartwell, deep on the right wing with Carlson all over him. 26 seconds to go. Zeke in the corner to Kirschbaum. Pulls up for 3. Barely off the front of the rim, no good. And Binger will come down with the rebound and then get fouled by Perks. I'm waiting to see who the foul is on. The foul is on Perks. That'll be his fourth personal. So what do we have here? Oh, this is Connor Diaz, the freshman, is going to go to the line for 2. Nineteen seconds to go. Hawks trail by 3. And Diaz hits the first. Wow. Amazing. They'd gone 0 for 5. They've hit 3 of their last 3. It's unbelievable. Free throws actually did make the difference in this game as Diaz barely puts the second one off the front of the rim. And 16 seconds to go. Hawks got to come up with 4 points as Hartwell will pull up with a contested 3 and tried to get the foul as Binger will then come down with the rebound, and that will do it. The Hawks are still not going to get that league win. I think John Perks might have fouled out. Yeah, that will be Perks' fifth personal. So 7, 15. Perks will foul out with 16 points, and Judah Breithop will check in, and Binger will go to the line for 2. So Kashmir is going to go to 1-1 in league, and the Hawks are going to go to 0-3 in league as Binger manages to hit the first, making it 44-39. Hawks end up getting outscored 6-0, 6-1 late in the game, and we're going to lose by 5 unless Zeke pulls up and hits a late 3, and no. And that will do it. Your final, Kashmir 44, College Place 39. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So the College Place Hawks still looking for that first league win, and they had a tie at 38, but then they get outscored 5-1 down the stretch, and they lose, 6-1, I beg your pardon. They lose to Cashmere, 44-39, so the Hawks are going to go to 1-4, 0-3 in league, and Cashmere are going to go to 1-1 overall, both of those league games. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for the Cashmere Bulldogs, both Jackson Binger and Connor Diaz, each with 1 point. Elijah Davidson with 2 points. He ended up fouling out. Ethan Tice with 4 points. He also fouled out. And you have Colton Stendera with 10 points. Toby Larson with 12 points. And Matt Carlson leading all Cashmere scorers with 14 points. For the Hawks, Kyler Creeley with 1 point. Judah Breithop with 1 point. Landon Decime with 2 points. Caden Kirschbaum with 7 points. Zeke Hartwell with 12 points. John Perks leading all scorers on the court with 16 points. But the Hawks still come up five short and still looking for that first league win. They are going to get a few days off. Next broadcast will be 7:15 next Friday from here in the Hawks Nest. The Hawks will be hosting Connell, so make sure and tune in then. Once again, the final from home, Cashmere 44, College Place 39. We'll next see you next Friday. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.